let's talk about communication, because I feel that this is another area. It's a tough one to teach. I think that superb communication skills are really a gift, but I do believe that communication skills can be improved. And I have always felt that a critical key to success in any business, and not just dentistry, more important than skills, more important than your grades in school, certainly more important than clinical ability in the dental field, is the ability to communicate and to get your ideas understood and accepted. I mean, and certainly in the dental world, it helps a lot if you're passionate about dentistry. Again, I'm not talking about dressing the doc up in a bow tie and plaid pants and doing stand-up comedy. I mean, it's just refining the ability to listen to other people's concerns, taking the time to listen to their concerns, and then being able to explain your goals and your plans in language that a 10-year-old can understand. And if you want to be successful, you just can't be afraid of selling. And I love our friend Fred Joyal's definition of selling. He says, selling is communication with a purpose. There's nothing illegal about selling. It's what we need to do well in order to be successful. I've heard this many times. People like to buy, but they don't like to be sold. So it certainly helps, you know, if you can be charming. But in my opinion, good old-fashioned honesty and sincerity are going to win out every time. Then, making the pass off to a talented financial coordinator. For sure, you cannot be successful in your practice without one of those. This person is compassionate about helping people with their financial arrangements so that they can work dentistry into their budgets and into their life. So the mission, ultimately, is to have people do dentistry in your office and not somewhere else down the street. That equates to success, and I believe that communication is very important to be able to making this happen.
I agree. There's no question about it. As a matter of fact, we show a little video at some of our live seminars, and we had a powerhouse live meeting in Baltimore, some of our best dentists
which
and members.
Great service that you provide.
Oh, well, thanks. So some of our best dentists and team members from across the country all came in, and we just, you know, this is that moment of fear. We stuck a little video camera in front of everyone's face and just walked around the room and said, everybody give one quick little tip. So 40 people did it. I think about 36 of them had to do with communication. It's so incredibly important. But I love when you said that the mission ultimately is to have people do dentistry in your office and not somewhere else down the street. And I always think, like, you know, these fancy schmancy treatment plan case presentation courses that tell you to ram all this treatment down someone's throat and get them to say yes or no right away. And, you know, half the people run away scared. And the idea isn't to ram it down their throat, but when they're finally ready, which may be soon and maybe later, that they get it done in your office because you communicate with them.
Absolutely, because, you know, they may not be ready to do it today, but when they do get ready, you want them to be having the dentistry done in your office, and so you can't scare them away, you can't pressure them. It's just, you know, it's very hard to do that, though. I mean, you know, people are concerned about getting the money in and getting this stuff and staying busy, but it's very, very hard. You've got to be able to look at people and say, hey, look, this is your issue. You can pay me now, pay me later. Whatever works for you, whatever's comfort for you, we're here for you. And that's the message that's got to come across, and that's with exquisite communication skills.
No question about it. So